coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
I'll tell you what, if you were listening to me come out of that second hour there, man, I was tripping all over myself. I apologize for that. I'm trying to multitask. I'm only good for three or four things anymore as I age. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. Welcome back to the broadcast, WDJA. Power Talk 1420, Delray Beach, Boca Raton, the Palm Beaches. Corpus Christi, Keys, K-E-Y-S, 1440, News Talk 1440. Man, it's good to have you. Trust me, Texas, we're digging it. And the rest of the nation, we got phone calls coming in from all over the country on today's edition of Armed American Radio, the day the Constitution is under tremendous assault. But that's okay. We all get something for free. Yeah. Dream on, folks. You are now listening to the Roundtable. This is a really fun hour where we kind of let our hair down a little bit and we talk about anything we want to talk about. Guns, accessories, books, life, barbecue, emails, phone calls, whatever we got going on. And we got three great guests. I'll bring in my first right away. Dr. Bruce Eimer rejoins me in hour number three. Dr. Bruce Eimer, welcome back to Armed American Radio.
Thanks, Mark. Hi.
Man, I'll tell you what, those 2 hours flew by, the phones were lit up, and a lot of emails coming in, and Bruce, I have to apologize to my guests and to everybody who called that we couldn't get to, and to emails that I couldn't get to, and to you, and, you know, but it's fun being busy, isn't it?
The time really flies when you're cooking.
Man, that third segment, an hour or two, just whipped on by. So because time is flying, let's go here and do this. I'd like to bring in, and I'm going to bring in Morgan Boatman first. Morgan Boatman is the author of How to Customize Your Glock, available at boatmanbooks.com. That's B-O-A-T-M-A-N books, boatmanbooks.com. He is the son of the late, great gun writer Robert Boatman and a friend of mine. And Morgan, you are back on the Armed American Radio Network Roundtable, where we're talking about guns and ammunition. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing great, Mark. It's really glad. I'm glad to be back. And you had a great couple of hours. The reason we're so busy and time is going so fast for you is because it's an important issue. And this is, like you'd like to remind us, this is an important time in history.
It is. We're living through it. You know, I've said it before. It's kind of like this. I liken it to, on a very simple analogy, Morgan. It's kind of like being Phil Mickelson on a golf course, having, you know, who would undoubtedly have been the world's number one golfer were it not for Tiger Woods. You know, these guys just happen to live at a time where the best is playing. And, you know, we're living at a time right now in our history where 233 years is coming to a head. It's coming to a head. The balloon's going to pop. Something's got to give, and you're going to start seeing it manifest itself in November. Simple as that. And what's going on? These dirty, disgusting backroom deals in Congress. But you know what, folks? It's nothing new. You just got the internet. You've got television, 24-hour news cycles. You're getting it beat in your head all day long. God, get your face out of the television. Read a book. Go out and play. Do something. You know.
People have got to know that, though. People have got to be exposed to the crime so they are familiar with them. Otherwise, that's how we got to this point, is people just said, oh, yeah, just let them do. What harm can they do? Let them do what they're going to do. No, people have to know what's going on so that we can react to it, because we are who put them in office, and if we are the only ones who can take them out.
Yeah, you know, for years and years and years, this technology cuts both ways. You know, we never saw this disgusting, despicable display. They're going to pay for it, and it's going to be fun to watch. So I like it. I like to say it this way: watch, sit back, enjoy, and have fun with it. Don't let it stress you out. You know, it is what it is, and you'll change it. Americans fight for freedom and liberty, and we always prevail. We will always prevail. Freedom will always prevail. Morgan, I'm going to jump over to introducing a House candidate for the Utah House of Representatives, which is kind of fun to say, a very good friend of mine from the great free state of Utah, Mr. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, the godfather of blog, now known as the godfather of how many Glocks, George?
I think the tally's up to at least 65 right now, 70. I haven't really kept track. But I get emails all the time now saying, hey, because of your conversion to Glock, I'm going with a Glock 2. And I did have one guy who bought a Glock, and he says, you know, I'm going back to my 1911. And that's totally cool. You have the option. It's like Baskin-Robbins, 31 flavors. There's no wrong answers.
Hey, you know what? Morgan, I hate to tell you this, but I'm carrying my 1911 right now. You know,
that's cool.
Yeah, I had to just kind of make a little change there, and the reason is I got a new holster for it, and that's kind of cool. New guns mean new toys, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Hey, Bruce, before we get going, can you finish with your definition of liberalism, please? It's taken us a while to get there.
Thanks. Well, the dictionary definition of liberals is very misleading because it indicates that a liberal is a person that politically favors proposals for reform, is open to new ideas for progress, tolerant of the ideas and behavior of others, broad-minded, and so forth, not limited to or established by traditional values, etc. But basically, that's all a bunch of hokey, because liberals in reality believe that more controls on individual liberty will make a better and safer society. They believe in the nanny state. That the problem, of course, is that belief system makes people slaves. Liberals are either unrealistically idealistic or they're Machiavellian, and we can see all that Machiavellianism going on right now in Congress. And essentially progressivism, which is the hallmark of liberalism in politics, is about ramming programs down our throats, which is what's happening right now in Congress as we sit here and speak with each other. So
against the will of the people.
So I always say that liberals live in a reverse universe, that they're forgiving of evil and condemning of good if it's not their view. They're always defending the wrong side. They believe that bad behavior should be excused or explained away, and that righteous behavior is often deserving of punishment if it doesn't fit with their belief system. So that's what I always say. They live in a bizarre universe.
They essentially think that they know better.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sure, Morgan. Great point. What it boils down to, Morgan, is do as I say, not as I do, and we see that time after time after time.
Well, that's all politicians.
Sure.
But specifically, liberals think they know better.
Now listen to this, guys. I got a really good champion of the week. You know, we give out boneheads. I've got a couple more to give out. We'll give them out in this hour because I get your comments. But one of them, and this is a really— this one's just flat out cool. Indiana gun bill is signed into law. Some businesses weighing legal challenge. Now, what's interesting about this, one of the businesses that fought vehemently against passage of the gun law allowing guns lawfully carried by law-abiding citizens and employees in their cars at their workplace parking lots was Mr. Lechleiter, who is the chairman and CEO, chief executive officer of one of the world's most powerful pharmaceutical companies, Eli Lilly Drug Company, a company my father worked for 31 years. So I got a little personal stake there. And he fought against this thing tooth and nail. Well, guess what, Lechleiter? Mitch Daniels, Governor Mitch Daniels, you got to love it, signed it. And here's the fascinating part about this, guys. Mitch Daniels is the former president of the North American Pharmaceutical Division of Eli Lilly Drug Company. So the governor, the former president of their North American pharmaceutical operation, who is now the governor, apparently trusts his former employees and colleagues, more than their current chairman and CEO.
Amazing.
Isn't that— but the irony there is great. So Mitch Daniels, you are this week's one of two freedom champion of the week. You get that? That's great stuff.
That is so awesome.
The other thing about that is that those big high-powered CEOs, of course they have armed guards, bodyguards following them around and protecting them, but they don't want to give us the same benefit of a doubt to protect ourselves.
Well, sure he does. He's important.
Right. Not me.
He's important. He's a CEO. He's important. Guess what? You're the CEO of your family.
That's right.
Okay, so that's a great analogy. Thanks for bringing that up. George, you were going to chime in there. Throw it at us, brother.
Oh, this kind of stuff just makes me happy. It just makes me grin ear to ear. I love that. Guys, champion freedom, trusting the people, And, you know, there's a lot of mistrust in the gun community of each other. We've got, you know, you go to gun shows and you're reading on the blogs about guys turning in other guys and guys calling other people knuckleheads. I mean, we all support the Constitution. We all support the free speech and the right.
You know
to
what
serve.
That music means, George.
But we all argue.
Here's what Mitch Daniels said. The understandable concerns raised against the bill do not suffice to justify a trespass on a fundamental right so expressly protected by our founding documents. Kudos and hats off, Mitch Daniels. Governor Mitch Daniels, you're on the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back on the round.
When was the last time someone offered you a second chance to save thousands of dollars? If you owe the IRS or state at least $15,000, American Tax Relief is offering you a second chance to eliminate up to 85% of your delinquent taxes. Thousands of honest, hardworking Americans have turned to American Tax Relief for the help they need. Look, your tax problem isn't going to go away. In fact, it's only going to get worse unless you get help. Call 1-800-605-3255. Now you have qualified help in dealing with the IRS. This is the second chance you never had before to save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Get the second chance you deserve and save up to 85% on your delinquent taxes. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation to see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. Call right now for your second chance. 1-800-605-3241.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Is your life a whirr? Do you find yourself coming and going at a pace that would leave a coffee-drinking Jack Russell Terrier in the dust? Would you like to just slow down and get out of the rat race? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Slow down and have a less stressful, happier life by building a home business. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Are you a firearms owner? If you live in an urban area that is susceptible to natural or man-made disasters, then you need to visit 9survive.com. Learn vital survival skills, such as how to avoid making your prepared family a target for looters, and how to fix the top 10 mistakes people make with 72-hour kits. Learn these skills and more. Sign up for a free 9-day mini course at 9survive.com. That's the number 9, survive, then .com.
We'll be right back.
back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Back at you. Georgia needs your help. Georgia needs your help. We have five stations, five cities throughout the state of Georgia listening to Armed American Radio right now, and Georgia residents need your help. Lawful, law-abiding Georgia residents need help. Please contact Senator Don Balfour's office and request them politely but firmly to move SB 308 before crossover the 25th to get that voted on the floor of the Senate, and contact the Lieutenant Governor's office. You need to do it now. You need to pick the phone up, fax them, send them a letter, drop it in the mail. You know, the old, what is it? What are stamps now? 26 cents? I'm being laughed at.
I think it's
40-something. They're going to go up soon. They're going to go up soon. They're going to cut mail back on Saturdays. They're going to raise the price of stamps to pay for another government entitlement. Woo! Yeah, I'm telling you. You know, yeah, pretty soon, they're going to have Obama on a stamp. It ain't going to be long, the Messiah.
You know, it's amazing that they're passing this, you know, universal.
No, George, it's not. George, it's not. It's not amazing. It's not amazing at all. You know,
only
this
in
is
a morbid way, Mark.
In a morbid way.
It's amazing because they're going to need this universal health care because these guys are falling on their own swords. So come November, they're going to get some retribution.
It's taken them 40, 50, 60 years to get to this point. Okay, they're willing to fall on their swords because this is what they want to do. They don't care. They don't care about the people. They don't care about you. They don't care about their constituents. They simply, flat out, don't give a hoot. And because they don't care, they're doing what they're doing. You're seeing it in action, and they're going to pay a significant price for it. But, you know, you look at it this way, somewhere out there, and, you know, the price they're going to pay is going to be 2-3 decades. I mean, you can count on it. But it's coming, and they're counting on that. Well, Americans love everything for free. Once somebody gets something for free, they'll fall in love with it. You got another thing coming, pal. Freedom and liberty will trump you. Hey guys, let's do some fun stuff because I like.
You're right, Mark.
You know, Morgan, you got to keep the faith. You know what I mean?
Well, faith only goes so far.
That's true. But you know what? Look at it this way. You got the McDonald case coming down in June. In its worst day, it's going to be 5-4. I had Alan Gura, the lead attorney on this broadcast last week, who basically reiterated the question that I asked him, and I posed it in such a way to get the response I knew he was going to give me. In other words, you had a 5-4 decision in the Heller case, which was an obvious setup to get to the McDonald case. All right, it's a 5-4 decision. The way the opinion was written, the majority opinion was written, lends itself to a 5-4 decision minimally in the McDonald case. And the reason it does is because the five justices, one of the five or all five, in order to see it the other way, would have to literally overturn their majority opinion in Heller. And that's not going to happen.
Alan also said that they're free to do that.
They are free to do that. The odds of that happening are virtually none. But
I just don't want us to rely on the justices, rely on, you know, this idea that America and freedom will prevail. This is something that people have given centuries of blood for, and we can't just say, oh yeah, it'll prevail just magically. We have to fight for this.
That's exactly what I'm saying, and we will. Faith, a little bit of faith. George, real quick.
Yes, sir.
H&K P2000.
You know, it's a good pistol. I did a review on it for Concealed Carry Magazine. And for you guys out there who don't read Concealed Carry Magazine, get it. It's a cover-to-cover kind of magazine. You can read through the whole thing. It's fantastic. But I reviewed that pistol, and, you know, I found that it was, it was certainly competent. It was a good pistol, reliable and accurate. But the trigger was, you know, not quite there, which made it harder to be accurate with. So, you know, it's... You know, I said it was perfectly adequate, and it really is. It's a good, solid, dependable, you can trust. but I don't think it's a great pistol.
George, did you review? Did you test the unit with the double action only law enforcement modification?
Yeah, the LEM trigger. No, I did not. This was your standard double action, single action, and it was just, I mean, a great pistol hampered and hamstrung by just a poor trigger. Now, the LEM model, however, I shot later, was fantastic, and I would recommend that highly. And
I agree. I find that the HK USP models are hampered by a very, very heavy, uneven trigger, double action trigger, and a very heavy single action trigger. How was the HK 2000 different than the USPs?
Well, it was, they round off the edges a little bit. They put some more angles on them to make it carry a little easier. The USP is a great pistol for all the same reasons the 2000 is with the LEM, except for it does have that same or heavy trigger pull, but it's blocky. You know, it's a very blocky gun.
Mm-hmm.
And the 2000 is much sleeker.
Mm-hmm.
It carries easier. And in my opinion, it's a good upgrade from that. And carrying that further, we now have the P30, which is actually an amazing pistol. I really like the P30. And I was about to buy the P30 when I bought my first Glock here, coming back to the Glock, my Model 23.
Mm-hmm.
That P30 was about to go on my hip. And
you don't come back to a Glock, you never leave a Glock.
Glock 23 was my first pistol that I ever bought.
It was not my first, but a dynamite carry piece. I would like to tell our newest listeners, folks, that we do this on the round table with George on a regular basis. George is not only the godfather of blog at madogre.com, he is not only running for Utah House of Representatives officially, he is also not only the new godfather of Glocks, as we like to refer to him, but he is an unbelievable wealth and treasure trove of information. Now, these are unrehearsed. I throw these things at him every single week. He has no idea what I'm going to give him. But George works out at Basin Sports in Utah and probably sells more guns to more law-abiding citizens than anybody I've ever met in my life. And I have yet to stump you, George. So I'm going to try now. How about this?
Okay.
Micro Desert Eagle, the 380 ACP.
Okay. it's a solid little chunk of stainless steel. It looks cool. It looks like something out of Blade Runner, but you know, Stanley staplers have a better trigger and probably have better sights too.
Something about that, Micro Desert Eagle that bothers me. I there's like the front of the trigger guard. It's like right up under the muzzle.
It is under the muzzle, and it is a funky looking little piece here. It's made by Magnum Research. You know, the gun retails at about $535, but it's 2.22 inches in barrel length,
it's 14 ounces. It's very small, and Dr. Bruce is absolutely right. The way a lot of people put their finger on the front of the trigger guard.
Very well, lead to
an accident. I don't recommend that.
It's like a Mac 10.
All right, folks, stick around. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters, with Dr. Bruce Eimer, George Hill, the Mad Ogre, Morgan Boatman. We'll be right back with more guns and gear right after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. Keep your car performing at its peak all winter. Make a trip to AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save a dollar when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title at the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This dreams of gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network, where I am going to do my darndest to try to stump the mad ogre here with a revolver in just a couple of moments. We'll see what we can do. And I'm also joined by the proprietor of Personal Defense Solutions and a good friend of mine and Armed American Radio and a writer, contributing columnist for Concealed Carry Magazine, Dr. Bruce Eimer, the Armed Senior Citizen, is his column, and it is a good one and one of the most popular in the magazine. Check it out, usconcealedcarry.com, and sign up. Become a member of the USCCA. The magazine makes it, believe me, it's worth it. It's the kind you get, shows up, cover to cover, you stop what you're doing. And I'm also joined by Morgan Boatman. Morgan Boatman is a good friend of Armed American Radio and a good friend of mine. And we have all kinds of fun stuff to talk about. He is the author of How to Customize Your Glock, Morgan is, available at boatmanbooks.com. George?
Yes, sir. Ready for it. Hit me.
EAA Windicator.
Oh, man. You know, I haven't seen one of those in years. Are they even still making that? That was a unique thing that European American Army was importing. And, 357, 6-shot revolver. I haven't seen one of those in like 10 years.
It retails about $276. Yeah, I've not seen the gun anywhere.
Time, Yeah, last time I saw one was at a Crossroads of the West gun show at a table. The guy wanted $300 for it. I talked him down to about $250, and ugly little thing, makes Rossi look real good, makes Charter Arms look real good. I wasn't really a fan.
It's also known as Pugsley.
Is it known as Pugsley?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to switch over on you here because I want to get your opinion on this. These are very popular items, ladies and gentlemen, accessories for your guns, becoming very, very popular with the rails on most guns at this point. Insight Technologies, George, this is a very popular, the Insight Technologies M3 Tactical Illuminator versus the Glock Tactical Lights, the 10 and 11 model. What are your thoughts on those?
I have the M3 myself.
I have both.
Now they're both good. The Glocks look, you know, have a more unique, distinctive look to it. The M3 though, I'm not sure how much is the Glock unit. We don't sell those at Basin.
I just paid approximately $89 for that, which was very reasonable. The Tacticals, the Insight Technology M3 Tactical Illuminators run, what, anywhere from about 100 to 134, is that right?
Yeah, about 135 is I believe what we sell them for. We sell the M3X. I'm not really familiar with what the difference is between the M3 and the M3X, but I've got it. I'm real happy with it. It's a tough little light, and I've had zero problems with it.
Yeah, I have that Insight Tech M3. I don't have the M3X either. There is a significant difference in price. I can tell you that on the Glock Tactical Light, you have the Model 10 and the Model 11, and it's got a dimmer switch on it.
Right.
I believe the M3 Tactical side by side, and I compared them today just for kicks, that the M3 Tactical is a little bit brighter right out of the box. Of course, you can change the lumens by switching out the bulb on either of those, I'm sure. I haven't yet played around with the Glock. It is a unique looking light, and you know, I got to admit, it does look pretty good on the Glocks.
The one I really like is the M6X. It's got a laser as well as the tactical light, and you've got a little switch on the bottom on the back, so you can switch from light on to laser on or to both on. And it's not much bigger than the M3X. I think that's the way to go. The price though. They're retailing for $299. They're a little spendy, but I think that's a great unit.
Yeah, they are. They have their advantages and their disadvantages, the tactical lights do, and you hear both sides of the fence here on these things from time to time. You know, the first one that you hear on a fairly regular basis is, and let's talk about it for home defense. All right, let's talk about it as a nightstand gun. And it's, 2 o'clock in the morning, and you hear things that go bump in the night.
I would recommend having it on there, absolutely.
Okay.
Because you're not having to deal with the holster issue. In any situation where you don't have to worry about the holster issue, go ahead and throw a light on there, because if the lights are off, the power's off, you grab the gun, you've got to identify that target. And you
absolutely
don't want to sweep somebody that you love. And, there's light techniques to use so you don't point your weapon at something you do not intend to destroy. Like a bad habit with a lot of tactical light users, they start using their gun as a flashlight and they're pointing their weapon at everything. You got to bounce the light off the ceilings or off of a wall to illuminate it before you put the gun on the target.
Well, you also have probably its biggest, and I don't want to say drawback, because I have them and I use them, and I have them on a nightstand gun. I don't carry them in a holster. I believe that's probably more for duty use. However, you hear one of the biggest complaints, well, you're going to give away your position.
It's all about tactics. It's all about tactics and training.
Tough to do at 3 o'clock in the morning when you're coming out of your master bedroom, though, looking at the top of the steps.
And if you've got somebody coming into your house at 3 o'clock in the morning, they are probably already aware that you're there, I would imagine. You know, they probably have seen the car in your driveway or in your garage. And they've, you know, if they're coming in your house at 3 a.m.
Right.
while you're home, they know you're there.
All right, gentlemen, we have a call on here. We have a call from Colonel Leedy. The Colonel is calling in on line 2, and let's bring him into Armed American Radio. Colonel, welcome to Armed American
Radio.
How
are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. How about you?
Great. Sorry I missed our meeting tonight.
Oh, that's okay. I should tell everybody that I do know the Colonel, and the Colonel's going to come in and do a segment on the show with us. We're working on trying to get him on with Wayne LaPierre and see if we can't put that together.
Correct.
So, all right, Colonel, I want your opinion on some of these guns.
I've been listening, of course, to the show as I do every weekend. I've heard a lot of them, and of course, you know, some guns will meet some people's desires for whatever reason they're going to need them. I carry a Bursa 380, and I also carry Taurus, and I also carry Smith & Wesson, which I'm very popular, or very enamored with. I think the Smith & Wesson, their new M&P 40s and 45s are great. Bought one for my wife and for my daughter. In addition to that, I also collect the Smith & Wesson Model 41s. Don't know if you know what they are. I'm sure you do.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, you and I had a discussion about that.
We did.
They're the high-end Target 22s. And, you know, very, very good, nice shooting gun for anyone who wants to start shooting. Nice to start them off with a small 22 caliber and work them up. They're expensive guns.
Yeah, but you know what? They're good guns. George, what do you think about that one?
Well, going to a 22 is just about the best thing you can do when you're starting out. The cost of ammo, the way it is, you got to do a lot of shooting before you develop your skills. So any 22 pistol is good, and this one is a good example of that. I love the Browning Buckmark myself. That's my favorite 22 auto pistol.
I also have a Buckmark. And, you know, all of these 22s seem to be pretty good. My loving for these 22s is because what we're going to start is a small shooting league for the children of the guys that are overseas fighting for our freedoms. Because mom or dad are away from home, the kids feel, well, gee, I don't have to do what I'm supposed to because I'm not going to get punished. We want to get them starting to shoot guns, to start learning some kind of discipline, some kind of responsibility, so that it takes their mind away from going out and getting in trouble or et cetera. They're going to be responsible for understanding what a gun is, taking care of a gun, and coming out and shooting and learning to shoot, and hopefully in the future we'll buy guns to maintain our Second Amendment.
Let me say, that's a great idea to start. As a parent, to giving responsibility to our children instead of taking it away. And that's exactly what our government is doing, taking away our responsibilities.
Morgan, appreciate it. Colonel, thanks for the call. I'm Mark Walters. You're on the Armed American Radio Network, and we will be right back after these messages with more of the Roundtable.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35 to $99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now. 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
This Dreams of Gold moment is brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. Keep your car performing at its peak all winter. Make a trip to AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save a dollar when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title at the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This Dreams of Gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back, Palm Beaches, and welcome back, Corpus Christi, Texas, and everybody in between, all points in between. If you weren't listening to Armed American Radio last week, you missed just a classic moment where it was just one of those things that you kind of had to be there, but George Hill, the Mad Ogre, had mentioned something about, he says, it kind of felt like getting hit upside the head with some haggis or something like that. And my producer laughed in my ear. And we just got an email here from obviously a regular listener that says, you're talking about the Desert Eagle, I think. It says, you can close your haggis with the stapler. And that's from Shreveport, Louisiana. Marshall wrote back in. He had written in another one. So he's paying attention, George, talking about your haggis from last week. That was a riot. And by the way, guys, hey, welcome to Obamacare. 219 and counting. Welcome to Obamacare. Obamacare. The worst part about this is having to hear Obamacare year after year after year, especially after he's out of office in 2012. So anyway, I just had to throw that at you because it is breaking.
It's illegal to not have health insurance.
Well, no, now wait, hold. Let's hold the boat here. There's a lot of things we got to go through here.
Oh, that's right, because we don't know what's in the bill until after it passes.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But the problem here is that it's passing now. They're going to be all giddy, so don't watch the news tonight. And then after that, you're going to have to deal with 2 more votes, I believe, and then it's got to go to the Senate, where it's going to be a mess over there. Then there's going to be litigation. Okay, so this is unfortunately going to drag out for months, and we're going to have to deal with it. And the longer it drags out, the bigger the pendulum is going to swing in the House and Senate.
Are they going to have enough time to actually read the bill now?
Who cares? It doesn't matter. You just can't do anything about it. George, Accutech, HC380.
The Accutech, that's that little cheap Larson-looking thing, isn't it?
Sort of, kind of, yeah.
Yeah,
it runs, you say cheap, it runs about $380, $299. We're not talking high point cheap.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a fan of those. The reliability is not there, the accuracy is not there, and I'm just not gonna buy a gun of that size. It's meant to be a defensive gun. You know, so a gun that cheap I'd use as a range gun just to have some fun with. But the Accutex are not there. They're not that fun to shoot. They're not accurate. You can't really plink with them. And the parts breakage, they break a lot. They're just not worth your money.
All right, listen, I want to go around the horn here one second, folks.
Okay.
Okay, let me go around the horn. We're going to change subject here. The last segment, man, it just kills me how fast time flies, especially when we're having a blast. But I've got another Bonehead Award that I saved for the third hour because this one's great. This is to you, Texas. To you, Texas. This is a story that broke out in Fort Worth, and it came out of the Star-Telegram. And it's Tarrant County College violated students' rights, federal judge rules. What this is referring to, I'll paraphrase, is that a federal judge has ruled that Tarrant County College, violated the students' First Amendment rights, two students' First Amendment rights, when it prohibited their attempts to stage an empty holster protest last fall. Okay, so we've got a combination here, guys, of Bonehead and Freedom Champion in the same story, from Texas. U.S. District Judge Terry R. Means permanently enjoined TCC Chancellor Emma Johnson Hadley and the college from blocking empty holster protests on campus, including in the classroom. Now, what's interesting here is Means expressed frustration. Listen to this, and I'll read this quote. Means expressed frustration, this is the judge, that TCC did not seem to embrace the idea that a campus is a marketplace of ideas for its students. Well, here's the deal. It is a marketplace of ideas for the students, ladies and gentlemen. If you're a liberal, wacko, gun-grabbing, freedom-hating college kook, then it is a marketplace of ideas. But if you have any idea different than the liberal, gun-grabbing, freedom-hating agenda, you don't fit in. And it's unfortunate we see that on college campuses across the country. So a really good, nice whack upside the head to the chancellor with a rolled-up copy of the U.S. Constitution from Judge Means, Freedom Champion of the Week, in the same sentence as the Bonehead of the Week. So at least we've got some judge out there with some sense.
And the students should be championed as well for trying to arrange that protest.
Absolutely. And this is what, you know, unfortunately, we're going to see more and more and more and more of this. And the open carry movement is getting, you know, it's growing wildly popular across the United States right now. That, you know, you're going to start to see some of these little miniature battles. George, to you in Utah, there's a fight going on out there right now. I've seen the video. I believe you have it up on your website
Absolutely.
The individual at Utah. You want to tell the listeners about that?
Yeah, Utah Valley State College, or Utah Valley University now. A student who had been going for three semesters, packing open, was approached by campus police and told that he must cover up his legally open-carried pistol. Now, this student has a concealed carry permit,
okay,
which means he can legally carry it loaded with a round in the chamber, not just a full mag. And there's the videos on MattOger.com I linked to. They're hosted on YouTube. And the student made very rational, calm arguments. But, of course, in the end, the cops win because they're cops. And they finally got fed up with him and said, look, you know, we're going to bring you in for disturbing the peace if you don't just cover it up.
Ah, the old disturbing the peace. We can't think of anything to charge you with, and we don't like the fact that you're in our face telling us how to do our job, so we're going to charge you with disturbing the peace. Now, I'm not knocking police officers. We're big fans of law enforcement here, and a lot of them call. We get letters from them all day long, and they do an unbelievable job, and they're in the trenches every day. But when they don't know the law, we take issue with that.
Or when they knowingly step on people's rights.
Right. And I'm not saying, it sounded from seeing this video that this individual just was not aware of the law. He says, you're making people uncomfortable.
Well, somebody called those police, too, a teacher or another student or somebody.
They had
to have a complaint.
Most likely with a political agenda, because this guy was just working in the in one of the campus halls, hanging up posters, actually rehanging posters that he had before, organizing for a political meeting, apparently. So somebody didn't like his politics and called the cops on him on something. Oh, he's got a gun on him. We'll call, hey, there's a guy with a gun. The cops should have looked at him and said, oh, okay, he's got a gun, but he's obviously not doing anything wrong. And it's legal, so I'm going to go grab a donut.
That's right. The importance of open carry. The more people become familiar with open carry, seeing guns in normal life, then they won't be able to pull out single out a guy and say, okay, he's a criminal, or you know, let's harass him. He's actually just a regular guy.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't that amazing how that works in the open carry movement? One of the things that's come out of the Starbucks brouhaha, you like that? The Starbucks, nobody's laughing. Somewhere across the country, somebody's going, hey, that was funny. Somewhere out of the Starbucks deal is the open carry. It is really shining the light on open carry across the country, and it's in places that you would have never thought you would see open carry, particularly California, in the PRK, the broke state of California.
And especially when open carry people stopped a big armed robbery that would have been just a horrible mess, and stopped it with the credit to the guys who were packing open.
Stopped it without even knowing they stopped it until after they talked to the police department after the fact. It was really, truly an amazing, truly is an amazing story. But Dr. Reimer,
prevention is better than
Well, sure it is. Sure it is.
Drawing and killing.
Sure it is. We don't want it to go to that. Nobody wants it to go to that. And that's a great point. Dr. Reimer, what's the deal with Pennsylvania? Because we've got, Morgan, you're in Arizona tonight?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we're covering all four corners of this great country. I'll actually be out. It's a great opportunity to plug this. I'll be out in Arizona on the 11th. And we've got 1 minute. I hate to do it before we hear some little tunes that tell us we got a minute and a half.
Yeah.
Real quick, Bruce. Open carry in PA, what's the deal there?
It's legal.
Okay. Do you do it?
I don't. And the reason that I don't is because I really like to basically not have people know that I'm carrying. I like to capitalize on the element of surprise. I don't want to draw attention to myself. That's just me. I think that when you open carry, I think that you have to be, very concerned about handgun retention. If you open carry, I think that you need to consider whether or not you're going to have at least a level one retention holster, meaning a thumb,
right.
Thumb brakes retention strap, or one of the Blackhawk Serpa type holsters. It's certainly a lot easier to carry openly because you don't have to worry about concealment. But
it's personal choice, Bruce.
What's that?
It's personal choice, and we have to leave it up to the listener. Hey, it's up to you. Open carry is getting an awful lot of legs here across the country. First off, I'd like to thank Dr. Bruce Eimer for joining me for the full 3 hours. Appreciate it. It was a busy 3 hours, Bruce. Thanks for being on the Armed American Radio Network. George Hill, the Mad Ogre. Head over to madogre.com if you want to contribute to George's campaign for the House in Utah. It's great stuff. Morgan, appreciate it very much. Thanks for joining us for the roundtable. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, Rob Pincus will be back with me. Michael Bain, his co-host on Best Defense TV on the Outdoor Channel, will be here, as will Colonel Bill Hunt, Orange County Sheriff candidate. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. See you next week.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.